Hallelujah. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may take your seats. Thank you so much, worship team. Tugenda, we're getting there. Amen. Good morning. Is it morning? Yes, good morning. How are you doing? You're blessed. You're highly favored. You have seen the goodness of the Lord this week. How many have a testimony what God has done this week? Hallelujah. Only one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, powerful. Amen. We give God glory for every testimony in this house. For everything God is doing. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. Whatever it is you're going through, the God who saw you through yesterday is going to see you through today. And he's going to see you through tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He who began the good work in you, he is faithful to accomplish it. It is not by your power, it is not by your might. It's by his spirit. In Jesus' name. We're talking about the church. And we're reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16.
Tugenda kusoma mu Efeso.
Chapter 4. 15 to 16. We read it last week. This is a continuation. So it says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies.
Ooh,
that's powerful. According to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Amen.
Amen.
So last week we talked about being in the image of Christ. We are formed in his image. And getting still from Ephesians, we are going to talk today about closely joined together. Amen.
Amen.
I liked what the New King James said. My version says, all our direction, what do I want? For his body has been formed in the image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And this one says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. That's powerful. According to the effective working by which every part does its share. So I ideally was supposed to explain the entire scripture, but today we're only going to talk about joined and knit together. Amen.
Amen.
Joined and knit together and constantly connected, which here it says knit together by what every joint supplies. Amen. Ooh. So, hallelujah. I feel like I'm too loud. No. I keep going. Okay. Closely joined together.
Ngatugatiwa wamu.
Bear in mind, I started 2 Sundays ago. And we were talking about the church. Okay, the body of Christ. As an individual, you're the church. But together, corporately, we are the church. And we are the body. So now scripture is saying that we are closely joined together. Amen? Like a building. We're going to read. We're going to read from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. 20 to 22. It says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone. Amen. So remember, he is the head, right? But he is also the chief cornerstone. So before they place any other stones, which is us, he is the first stone. Amen. In whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Amen. In whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Powerful. So, Christ is the cornerstone. What does that make us? A stone. Right? If Christ is the cornerstone, then we are also a stone. Hallelujah. Are you a stone? Now, and we are building the body where Christ, where God, the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. That means, for example, if you have only one stone, can you build a whole building? No. Right? If there's only one stone, there'll be no building. If we have only that block, that's all. It's not a building. It only becomes a building when it is block upon block.
Upon block.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That wall that they build with stones. If they put one stone, it's not a wall. It has to be one stone on another. Let me see what this version says. I think there's a version that says, this one says, the entire building is under construction and is continually growing under his supervision until it rises up as the holy temple of the Lord himself. This means that God is transforming each one of you into the Holy of Holies, his dwelling place, through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. Oh, hallelujah. He's transforming us individually into the Holy of Holies. But together, he is building something. That is why your neighbor is important. That is why that person who is not yet born again is very important for you and for your life. It is vital that you who is now born again, you get it. You understand the urgency. Because God is building His church into the Holy of Holies. And He can't do it without you. He can't do it without your neighbor. You are closely joined. There's a doctrine that has come into the church. I don't think it's a doctrine. I think it's something people just say. But I think it's from hell. Salvation is personal. It is between me and my God. Me, as long as I'm fine with God,
we're
sorting.
Sort yourselves.
That's not from God. Because when Jesus was on the throne, He was fine with God. He's not the one who had sinned. He was okay with God. But He still left the throne to come and become like us, that He could save us. We have to have the heart of Christ for each other. But before we understand how important this person is and this person is, it will be so easy to look at salvation only from our small, narrow-minded place that I am the one who is important. Yes, I am the one Christ went to the cross for. That's true. When He was going to the cross, He was thinking of me. That is true. When he carried all the sins, it was for me. That is true. But He has not blessed you just for you to boast in your blessedness. He has saved you that you would save your neighbor. He has blessed you that you would bless your neighbor. He has caused you to see His favor that you would touch someone else who has no favor. What God is giving you is not just for you. When you get that, He will even give you so much more. Know why some of us are not seeing everything God has for us? Because we think that car is mine. It is mine. No one else. You know, when they sit in my car, they make it dirty, they do this. But God gave up everything. All His glory for you. And He's increasing you. He's blessing you for your neighbor. There's somebody out there who has your blessing. They are delaying you because they are not in God. Their hearts are not ready. When the Israelites went into exile, God told them, when you're in exile, pray for those people that are holding you captive. Can you imagine? Because when they prosper, even in your captivity, you will prosper. That sounds contradictory. Right? You're like, but God, you want me to be free, right? And you can bless me. You can break these chains. But let's look back. How did the Israelites end up in captivity? They disobeyed God. They lost wars. Because of their disobedience. But God was saying, even in your disobedience, I am going to give you how to survive. Pray for your captives. Those that are holding you captive. Because when they prosper, you prosper. That's not what God is calling us to today. Because Christ gave the ultimate sacrifice. And we are free. Amen? Amen. But there are places God is calling us to that are not necessarily comfortable. In fact, we don't want to be there. Some of us don't even come to church every Sunday. And it's not because we can't. Some Sundays you're like sina cha kwambala.
Sundays zimu you don't have what to put on.
Because I can't put on the same dress that they saw me wearing the other day, so I'm not going to church.
So akwambala chitete chinayambala Sunday we deba jakunda ba.
This Sunday I'm not going to church because the other person yanyiziza.
Sunday no singing to church because I'm mad at someone.
I don't want to see their face.
Sawa kulaba ku face yabo.
This Sunday I'm not going to church because
Sunday no singing to kanisa kubanga.
Ha. The fuel I have a wedding next week, so
mafuta gena te gamala tena nembaga week eja.
I'm not going to church.
Sijagenda kusaba.
I'll go the other Sunday.
Njagenda Sunday lyedda ko nga mazemba.
Because kwena sabye transport te yampadde.
Because when I asked for transport, they didn't give me.
Do you hear what we're saying? Do you hear what we're saying? The excuses we give God for places that He has called us to. When you come to church, each one of you, you come with a fire, with a flame, you come with an anointing. That scripture said that when you come, we are joined by your gifts. There is something you emit that joins us. There are battles you are facing that you may not need anyone to tell you anything. But when you come and sit in the presence of God, you join yourself with a power and you get answers. Have you ever come to church and the pastor didn't preach what you wanted to preach, but as you sat there, because you had positioned yourself, the Holy Spirit started to minister to you even before worship. You had an answer. You could have even gone home after that. And it was simply because you came and took your place. Do you understand? As the body, when we begin to see each other as important, forgiveness won't be hard. Walking in love will be easy. You will come to church whether your neighbor is horrible or not. You will come to church whether you come in that one shoe. Because you're not coming to church for your neighbor. Because you can't bless your neighbor if you haven't been blessed. You can't know how to forgive if you don't understand how you've been forgiven. There are things you cannot do before you have received from God Himself. When you come to meet God, you come to say, Father, here I am. You're my priority. Do you understand? Are we together? You can't take your salvation life for granted. When you're going to work, because you know at the end of the month they are not going to pay you, whether it rains, that day you might even call an Uber. Or you will tie 5 buveras and sit on a border and get to office and change and clean the shoe. But when it is church, God understands. And He's the one who created the rain. And He's the one who made me be born in Uganda, where there's no drainage and there are potholes. So, if I can't come to church on Sunday because it is raining, He understands. And God understands. By the way, He does. He loves you very much, the same amount of love like when you came to church. Do you know where the problem is? There is a word He sent to the altar for you, that day you missed, that could have changed your life forever. There is a person He sent to church that day, that if you had been there physically, that shoe you were looking for, they came with it. There is a difference when you're fellowshipping in the presence and when you're just on TV. You know, because some of us say, you know what? Let me watch on. Until now, we have internet. We have, they'll send me the sermon. Alan, I haven't come.
There
is a sermon. It's not the same. It's not the same. You can't recreate atmospheres. While we are speaking here, the Spirit is moving. He's speaking to someone. He's imparting. When you're listening to the audio, unless you have birthed something in you, all you're hearing are the voices. We have been closely joined together. We need each other. Tell your neighbor, you're important to me. Your other neighbor, you are important to me. Some of you, the person you just talked to is going to hold your hand as you start that business. The other person you just talked to is your customer. The other person you just talked to is your teacher. Like everybody here, if you are alive unto God, can affect your life. Even that one who is annoying you, that's your teacher. Why are you annoyed? How come they didn't annoy the other one? There is something they are stirring up in you. And God is letting them do it so that he can deal with it. Some of you don't know how bad you are until you come into people. Because when you stay at home, everything is fine. Nobody disturbs you. Your family has learned. Ignore them. Tobatawanya. Mommy knows if I tell this one like this, ha. Brother knows if I do this. Here, no one knows. We will do the things that get to you. And when we do them, let God deal with you. Let him fix that thing. Why are we annoying you this much? As I speak here, why am I annoying you? There's something God wants to deal with in your life. You look at my hair and you say, why? Why does she have that hair? Why? Why is it affecting you? Me, as I left the mirror, I looked in the mirror and me and God agreed that we looked good. Now, if it is affecting you, there's something. Either you need a different perspective of hair, or it is your ministry to come and change my hair. It could be your calling to start a saloon and say, Pastor Carol, come, because the hair. Are we together? We are closely joined together for a reason. There's a reason you're in City Church Kampala and nowhere else. You could have come here by accident. I don't know, maybe you woke up and you just found yourself at the gate. You were sleepwalking. We don't know how it happened. But the fact that you are here, there is something I have for you. And there is something you have for me. There is something you have for your neighbor. There is somebody here who needs what you have. And there is someone here who has what you need. And you're not going to find it by coming and 5 minutes before the service ends, you disappeared.
Togenda kuchifu nango jia, nga service tenda haba kugwa gwenofu muka noduka.
I went for a service one day.
Nagenda kumu service onakulumu.
And many times I like to leave early.
Msele visinga jaro kubwa mchachi nga uchari.
Especially if I'm not, you know, at City Church, I'm ministering, I am preaching, I'm doing all those things. So at City Church, I can't leave early. Right? But if I go to a church where no one knows me, and I have no responsibility, I tend to be like some of you. I catch my bag immediately after the service. I tell my neighbor, bye. And I do what? Now, this one day, I want to run away immediately. And my neighbor says, but why are you going quickly? Just sit. You wait for everyone to go. And then you can go in peace. Now, I sat there and said, first of all, I'm visiting. So I don't know many people. So it's not like I'm staying to talk. I'm just going to sit and wait for people to go. Then I go. But I said, okay, let me sit and wait. We sat and we waited. And the one who asked us to stay started greeting people. We greeted people. Hi, hi. They introduced you to people you don't know. Hi. So finally, someone else came, joined us, and they just began to prophesy over my life. And the things they were saying, they were confirming things God had been speaking to me like months. So, and it was not this prophetic of, oh, you're favored. Amen. It was detailed. This is what I see. God is doing this. This is what. This is it. I didn't even know that person was a prophet. They spoke for a good couple of minutes. And I sat there and I was like, and I felt the presence of God so strong. And I think we stayed there for around 40 minutes. And I went home. And I said, what if I had done my usual things? Pick my bag, bye. I would have missed God ministering to me. You know, because sometimes we think it is the man of God, we think it is who. It wasn't the man of God, it wasn't the ministers, it wasn't any of those people that have titles. Just a normal human being in the congregation. And I sat there and said, God, you love me. That you want to confirm the things you're doing in my life. But if I had, now, if I didn't listen to this one, because he's not the one who prophesied, it was someone totally different. But that doesn't mean that the next time I sat and waited. The next time, I didn't feel the leading. I carried my bag and I. Amen.
I mean.
So now it's your blessing. The one you're looking for, it is in this house. The questions you have, God, what should I do? Where should I go? Who should I talk to? What it is in this house. It may not be ministered to you at the altar. It may not be from the ministers. It could just be your neighbor turning and saying, eh, your shoe looks nice. And God is speaking. Amen.
Amen.
The next one is constantly. Now this, I constantly connected as one. I don't know how God plans to do this. But for us to be constantly connected as one. Not just with each other here, but even the other people in another church, we are connected to them. And the other ones in another church, we are connected to them. As long as they are connected to Christ. Have you ever had someone here and you go and you listen to another pastor and they were preaching almost the same thing that you had here, and you went and you listened there and they were preaching almost the same thing that you had here, and you're like, eh, did these guys share notes? The delivery might be different. But you can tell there's a theme. When we started the series on the church, because I don't listen to very many pastors. I'm specific. Yes. But the few ministers that I listened to, they began to talk about the church deeper and deeper. And the more I listened, the more I knew we're on the right track. And that we are connected. Not just closely connected here, but with other parts of the body of Christ. When God is sending a move, it is not just to one church, it is to the body, the entire body. So if you go, if you actually go to listen to men of God in this season, they are saying the same thing. Go listen to Benny Hinn, go listen to Kayanja, go listen to Fanero, go and listen. They are saying the same thing. They deliver it different. They have different manifestations of it, but the heart is the same thing. The time we were going through the series of the law of process, I was listening to someone in churches and they were talking about the same thing. It may have had a different name, it may have had a different title, but it was the same thing. So we are constantly connected as one. Let's read from John 15. I want to read John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. But did you just see that there? It said, do you remember the scripture of, to him that who has more, more will be added unto him. It says, every branch that bears fruit will be pruned so that what? So that it would bear more fruit. And then the one that's not bearing fruit, what will it do? Cut it off. So when you're not bearing fruit, but when you're bearing fruit, they prune you so that you bear even more fruit. What is the process of pruning? The process of pruning is getting off those dead ends. Do you understand? That means there are things in you that limit your bearing fruit. They are taking space where they are dead and they are taking space. If you allow God to cut them off, where he cuts off, a new branch will sprout and you will bear more fruit. Why are you holding on to the dead things? Me, this is how I am. I have always done things like this. If you don't want to do things like this, you won't bear fruit. Better the devil I know than the angel I don't know. Abraham entertained strangers. And that's where the promise of Isaac came. I don't know why I went there. Let's go back. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
Next.
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. What makes you clean? The word. But which word? The one he has spoken to you. Not the one in the Bible that you have never read. Not the one in the Bible that you have heard but you have never experienced. Not the one that is just printed in the Bible. The one he has spoken to you. That means that you get into the word and you allow him to speak to you. That will cleanse you. Some of us only read the Bible when we come to church. Right? And then we come to church once a month. So now. Abide in me. And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. What are we talking about? Continually being one as the church. How do we do that? We abide in him as he abides in us. Because if we decide to cut ourselves off of the vine, we may still look green here, but it's a matter of time. Because you're not getting food, you will dry up. Do you know the signs of drying up? You wake up and you're like, "Nese wulira bulungi." No reason.
Tewali nsonga.
You just wake up and you're like, I don't feel like going to church. I can go next. You see, now this one, even for them, it's not about a person, it's not about a shoe, it's not about clothes, it's not about... I just don't feel like going to church. And I should be able not to go to church when I don't feel like going. Right? And you've been cut off the vine. But what do you feel like doing? The things that lead to death. Let's name them. What are the things that lead to death? Very simple. Gossip. Okay. I thought we were just going to say sin, but okay. Gossip.
Lugambo.
You won't feel like going to church, but someone will call you and you'll spend hours on the phone. Let me bring it near, because I had this example this morning. I was listening to someone this morning, and this man of God says that TikTok, they ask the owner, the creators of TikTok, why they created TikTok. And they said they created it for the unemployed. No, the bored, jobless, and unstable people. That's what the guy said. What can we give the people who have no jobs and are depressed, unstable,
so that they can be entertained. They gave them TikTok. See how successful TikTok is. That shows you how many unstable people we have and how many jobless people we have. And then the good Christian who prays in tongues gets TikTok and sits for 4 hours laughing at a dance.
Sawa nyanga asekera mazina agaliko.
You wake up in the morning.
Uzuka kumacha.
And for 1 hour.
Sawa namba.
What are you watching?
Olabachi.
This guy is miraculously changing clothes.
Bana bacho singo ye mangu mangu nga totegedde.
And when you finish watching it, you're happy. And you think you're okay. No, guys, the spirit behind
TikTok
is for the jobless and the unstable. Now, I'm not saying don't be on TikTok. Be on TikTok. But when you find yourself on TikTok the entire day and you can't do anything else, you're even at work and you're still on TikTok, could be you fall in the category of unstable. Because if you are stable, you would know that there is a time for everything. And right now,
TikTok
cannot take 24 hours of your time. But if they tell you to read the Bible for 15 minutes, you can fall asleep in the first 5. But TikTok can keep you awake. And you sleep at 3 a.m. All those on lockdown, say hallelujah. What happened during lockdown? TikTok started in lockdown.
TikTok turned on lockdown.
A little before lockdown, and it found its purpose. You know, sometimes you need to go back and do research why certain things are created. I have a feeling if we ask Instagram why they created
Instagram,
they might say their heart was vanity, those who are vain. I don't know. But have you ever wondered why when you scroll through Instagram, all you see are photos? Okay, let me leave social media alone. I leave it alone. Facebook. I heard it's no longer Facebook. It's called Meta. Isn't it? It's Facebook.
But
the company is called Meta. But Facebook remains Facebook. Me, when I heard social media was for unstable and jobless people, I left. Not on TikTok, I'm not on Facebook, I said I have better things to do. The time I would have spent scrolling on someone's page, let me go, and the only thing on my phone is the Bible. If I'm bored, let me open the Bible. I saw a video sometime, and the person said, what if we turned our phones into Bibles? And she was showing that, you know how you go to eat and you have your phone every time it rings, eh? And then you're working and then you pick your phone, right? And then you're cooking and you pick your phone. So she started showing, she had a Bible and she was like, she's working and she gets tired, so she picks her Bible and she begins to read. She's eating and she gets tired and she picks her Bible. She's cooking and she gets confused and she picks her Bible. Guys, The only way the church will have power is that we stay connected to the vine, is that we stay in the word, we stay in prayer. The way we are going to see his power is that we don't allow the things that the world is being distracted by to distract us. We have to fight. You wake up to read the word and you're sleeping. What would you do if you had exams? You put your feet in the basin, you stand up, you walk around, you do everything to make sure you discuss. You say, okay, discuss for me, because you see, when I read alone, I don't understand, I fall asleep. If we had the same zeal for the word, that when you're praying and you start dozing, you stand up, you start talking aloud, that you say, I'm dozing, let me call my friend, because I know they will explain to me. Let's pray together. I refuse. I refuse to be disconnected. But you leave to pray 5 minutes before you know you have to sleep. Before the 5 minutes end, you wake up in the middle of the night and say, Mpozi, where had I stopped? Okay, Jesus, thank you. You read your Bible. After you have done everything else, let me first check Facebook. Auntie, I don't want to be distracted. So let me first check Facebook and TikTok and do this and everything. And then let me also talk to this person and call this one and finish this. So that by the time I read the Bible, it is only the Bible. But by the time you finish, you're tired. Why don't you first read the Bible and all these other things can wait? Because the word is what's going to give you power. You see that situation you're facing? The word. That answer you need? The word. I'm saying things I push myself to do. You get a child and see. You feel like you have no time to do anything. And so as a mother, you learn to pray while he's sleeping. To pray while he's bathing. You're bathing him and you're praying. You learn to read the word. You learn to play a sermon so that you can hear it as you do every other thing, because you have to get in the word, whatever it takes. Because without the word, you will die. It's not you might die. You will die. The word.
Chigamu.
Get friends around you who only speak the word.
Funemikwane jogere chigambo joka.
You have friends who only speak, I don't know what, because me, I only have friends who speak the word.
Obagwe mikwano jo jogera chi.
If I try to sit with my husband for us to talk,
30
seconds into the conversation,
chigambo.
Do you know what I was reading this morning? This is what the Lord was telling me. I can't run from the word anymore, because I have been intentional to surround myself with people who only speak the word. I live here and someone says, Musumba. Now, my phone, I was looking at my phone. Do you know the messages I get now? Mommy, I was reading this book in Daniel and it confused me. And so I was wondering, what does this mean? And when you speak in tongues, what does this mean? And
do I have...
Now, if you're getting questions about something someone else read in Daniel and someone else was reading in Joshua and someone else needs an answer on this and you're not in the word, how should you answer? But I thank God because I look at my daughters and I'm like, oh God. You told me you're going to send me the sermon, you have not yet sent it. I'm like, eh. I'm coming. I'm sorry. Let me send the sermon. But they give me joy and they challenge me.
I'm like,
I send a sermon and the next day, this word blessed me. So now I had one question. When they said that, did they mean, have I understood it well? I have nice problems. I have very good problems. Because after she has sent me the message, I said, give me a few minutes. Because now I need to go back to Daniel. I need to first make sure I've done my homework well. Then I come back. So, and I give an answer. Surround yourself with the right people. Those above you, those that are the same level, and even those that are below you. If you're mentoring people, mentor people that will push you to know things. Then you mentor someone, you send them a sermon, they don't even watch it. What are you mentoring? My season changed. I am challenged. I see a message from some people and I'm like, oh. I just tell them, hi, love. I am going to look at this message soon. I will get back to you as soon as I put Shane to sleep. I put Shane to sleep. I come back. I listen and they're asking me about Leviticus. And I'm like,
Bible.
And I go back. All of you may not be like me. But all of you are called to be like me. Not that your pastor at the altar. But there is a word in you. There is a flame in you. That the people that surround you, when they are burnt out, they come and they catch fire. Never allow that someone comes when they are tired and they leave the same. It's not about money. When someone comes hungry, give them the true food. Give them the real food. Someone comes tired, depressed. Don't tell them how you know five other people that are depressed. Nange, this thing nowadays, everyone is depressed. Now you see, even the other friend of mine is depressed, and the other one, and the other one, and the other one. You cannot be depressed. If you have Christ in you, begin to speak life. Take them into the word. Walk with them. Lift them up. Let them spend 1 week with you. And they can't be depressed. Amen. You are created for greatness. And we need that greatness. Some of you are holding us back. We need your greatness. We need that fire. We need it in the kingdom. We need it in this generation. Now, if the enemy is roaring and doing things on the outside, rise up. We need you to fight for us. There is a nation, there are people out there, and they are waiting for you. Connect to the vine. Abide in Him. Let go of everything. Focus on God. There is greatness inside of you. Don't go to heaven. And they show you what you could have been. And you cry. Don't. You see, they said there will be no crying in heaven. That's the only crying we will have. That we go to heaven. And God said, this is why I put you on this earth. These are the things you were supposed to do. These are the people you were supposed to save. And then you look in the faces and you see people you knew. We don't
do that.
Don't. And it's not too late to start.
Era obudde tebunnayita okutandika.
Wake up now.
Zuka kakati.
Now.
Kakati.
This is God calling you.
Ono Katonda akuyita.
You've been asking yourself, me, can I do anything in the kingdom?
Wade webuza nzenyeza okola ekintu kyonna mu bwakabaka?
Yes, you can.
Osobola okikola.
And He's calling you now.
Era kikuyita kakati.
Let's stand to our feet.
Katimiye ku bigere byaffe.
We are in a dispensation where heaven is open. God is raising people that are hungry for Him because of the generation we are in. Don't let it pass you by. Don't wait to get to heaven and said, oh, I should have answered this call. Answer this call today. Let God use you. You are His body. He is creating you into the Holy of Holies. Open yourself to Him. Right now, in your own words, just begin to say, yes, Lord, I say yes to you. This is between you and God, no one else. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. I give myself. Give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Father Almighty,
Staffe Waman,
we are your body. We are in you and you are in us. We reconnect to the vine right now. In the name of Jesus. We say yes to your will in our lives. We just say, have your way. We will pay the price. Whatever it costs. Whatever whatever it costs, we will do it for you. I speak a grace right now upon your people. You begin to show them what you have called them to do. You give them vision for what you are doing in their lives. I thank you for strength to pay the price. Strength to seek you. Strength to search your word for your voice. Have your way in them right now. And be glorified. In Jesus' name. We're going to give. If you need an envelope, and if you're here and you've never given your life to Christ and you'd like to be part of the vine, you would like to be part of the body, again, here's your chance. Just put up your hand. If you're here. You want to know Christ as your personal Savior. Is there anyone here? Let's just pray for our giving. Father Almighty, your people are blessed. Your people are increased. Your people are multiplied. Sickness is far from them. Poverty is far from them. You cause them to be blessed and increased in everything that they are doing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just come and give. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a blessed week. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. See you on Sunday. And tomorrow we have prayer and attend your generation meetings. Hallelujah. Amen.